darling will be there. Out of this house.
Aye.
Where may we set our horses?
In the mire.
Prithee, if thou lovest me, tell me.
I love thee not.
Why, then I care not for thee.
If I had thee in Lipsbury pinfold, I'd make thee care for me.
Why dost thou use me thus? I know thee not.
Oh, fellow, I know thee.
What dost thou know me for?
A knave, a rascal, an eater of broken meats, a base, proud, shallow, beggarly, three-suited, 100-pound, filthy, Worcester-sucking knave. A lily-livered, action-taking, horse and glass-gazing, super-serviceable, cynical rogue. A one-trunk inheriting slave. One that would be a board in way of good service and art nothing but the composition of knave, coward, beggar, pander, and the son and heir of a mongrel bitch. And one whom I will beat into clamorous whining if thou deniest the least syllable of thy addition.
Why, what a monstrous fellow art thou, thus to rail upon one that is neither known of thee nor knows thee.
What a brazen-faced varlet art thou to deny thou knowest me.
Is it not 2 days since I tripped up thy heels and beat thee before the king? Draw, you rogue. For though it be night, yet the moon shines. I'll make a supper of the moonshine of you, you horse and cullionly barbermonger. Draw!
Away! I'll have nothing to do with it.
Why, you rascal! You come with letters against the king and take Vanity the puppet's part against the royalty of her father? Hmm? Draw, you rascal! Also carve an out of your shanks. Draw, you rogue! Come your way!
Yeah! Ah! Oh, murder!
Strike, slave! Get your own! Strike it, slave! Strike!
You couldn't avoid it. Please, I'll flex you.
Go on, young man.
What's the matter here?
Keep peace upon your lives.
He dies that strikes again. What's the matter?
The messengers from our sister and the king.
What's your difference? Speak.
I am scarce in breath, my lord.
No marvel you so bestirred your valley, a cowardly rascal. Nature disclaims in thee. A tailor made thee.
Ah, a strange fellow. A tailor make a man.
Yeah, a tailor, sir. Stone cutter or a painter could not have made him so ill, though they've been but 2 hours of the trade.
Speak, yes. How grew your quarrel?
This ancient ruffian, sir, whose life I have spared at suit of his grace.
Now, horse and Zed! Thou unnecessary letter!
My lord, if you'll give me leave, I'll tread this unbolted villain into mortar and daub the wall of a jakes with him.
Peace, sirrah!
You beastly knave.
Know you no reverence?
Oh, yes, sir. But anger hath a privilege.
Why art thou angry?
Such a slave as this should wear a sword who wears no honesty. Such smiling rogues as these renege, affirm, and turn their halcyon beaks with every gale and dairy of their master, knowing naught like dogs but following. That plague upon your epileptic visage! Smile you my speeches as I were a fool? Goose, if I had you upon Sarum Plain, I'd drive you tackling home to Camelot.
What, art thou mad, old fellow?
How fell you out? Say that.
No contraries hold more antipathy than I am such a knave.
Why dost thou call him knave? What is his fault?
His countenance likes me not.
No more perchance of mine, nor his, nor hers.
Sir, it is my occupation to be plain. I have seen better faces in my time than stands on any shoulder that I see before me at this instant.
Mm-hmm. This is some fellow who, having been praised for bluntness, doth affect a saucy roughness and constrains the garb quite from his nature. He cannot flatter he. An honest mind and plain, he must speak truth. And I will take it so. If not, he's plain. These kind of knaves I know, which in this plainness harbor more craft and more corrupter ends than 20 silly-ducking observants that stretch their duties nicely.
No, sir, in good faith, in sincere verity.
Under the alliance of your great aspect, whose influence like the wreath of radiant fire of flickering Phoebus front. What means by this?
To go out in my dialect which you discommend so much. I know, sir, I am no flatterer. He that beguiled you in a plain accent with a plain knave, which for my part I will not be, though I should win your displeasure to entreat me to it.
What was the offense you gave him?
I never gave him any. It pleased the king, his master, very late to strike at me upon his misconstruction, when he, compact and flattering his displeasure, tripped me behind, being down, insulted, railed, and put upon him such a deal of man as worthied him, got praises of the king for him attempting who was self-subdued, and in the fleshment of this dread exploit, drew on me here again.
None of these rogues and cowards but Ajax is their fool.
Let's forth the stocks. You stubborn ancient knave, you reverent braggart. We'll teach you.
Sir, I'm too old to learn. Call not your stocks for me. I serve the king, on whose employment I was sent to you.
You show too small respects. Show too bold malice against the grace and person of my master. Stalking his messenger.
Fetch forth the stalks. As I have life and honor, there shall he sit till noon.
Till noon? Till night, my lord. And all night, too.
Why, madam, if I were your father's dog, you should not use me so.
Sir, being his knave, I will.
This is a fellow of the self-same color our sister speaks of. Come, bring away the stalks.
Beseech your grace not to do so. His fault is much, and the good king, his master, will check him fort. Your purpose, no correction, is such as basis and contemnest wretches, for pilferings and most common trespasses are punished with. The king must take it ill that he so lightly valued in his messenger should have him thus restrained.
I'll answer that.
My sister may receive it much more worse to have her gentleman abused, assaulted, for following her affairs. Put in his leg. Now, my good lord, away.
I am sorry for you, friend. It is the Duke's pleasure, whose disposition all the world well knows will not be rubbed nor stopped. I'll entreat for thee.
Pray do not, sir. I've watched and traveled hard. Sometime I shall sleep out, the rest I'll whistle. A good man's fortune may grow out at heels. Give you good morrow.
Just to blame it is.
You will take him.
Good king. It must approve the common saw. Thou out of heaven's benediction comest. To the warm sun. Approach thou beacon to this underglobe. That by thy comfortable beams I may peruse this letter. Nothing almost sees miracles but misery. I notice from Cordelia, who hath most fortunately been informed of my obscured course. And shall find time from this enormous state, seeking to give losses their remedies. All weary and all watched. Great vantage, heavy eyes, not to behold this shameful lodging. Fortune, good night. Smile once more. Turn thy wheel.